Does wastewater qualify for irrigation use? Wastewater use in agriculture has certain benefits, namely providing water and nutrients for the cultivation of crops. However, wastewater is also a source of pollution and can affect the health of users, consumers, and the environment if safe practices are not applied. Careful consideration must be given to the possible long-term effects on soils and plants, from salinity, acidity, nutrients, and trace elements, and immediate health risks due to pathogenic contamination. In order to ensure that acceptable wastewater quality is applied for irrigation, microbial guidelines are set for restricted and unrestricted irrigation water use. The World Health Organization, or WHO, guidelines state that water for restricted irrigation should have no more than one viable human intestinal nematode egg per liter, and that water for unrestricted irrigation should have no more than 1,000 fecal coliform bacteria per 100 milliliter, in addition to the requirement for restricted irrigation. In terms of wastewater treatment levels, the WHO states that primary treatment is sufficient to permit reuse for restricted irrigation of crops. Secondary treatment, and most probably disinfection and filtration, are considered necessary if the effluent is to be used for unrestricted irrigation of crops. In the U.S., standard setting is the responsibility of individual states, where some specify treatment processes and others specify water quality standards. For unrestricted irrigation of food crops, these standards range from 10 to 1,000 fecal coliform bacteria per 100 milliliter for surface irrigation to 2.2 to 200 fecal coliform bacteria per 100 milliliter for spray irrigation. While some countries implement guidelines or standards, many, especially in the developing world, do not regulate the use of wastewater for agriculture, and as a result, both producers and consumers are exposed to serious health risks.